Welcome down to the show. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle. What show is it, Kevin?
It's Random Lyle. I was going to get there.
All right, I'm just saying.
I was on the way. I was working my way to it.
You hemmed and then you hawed. And I was concerned.
You be hemming, I'll be hawed.
All right.
Anyway, it's Random. It is, end of March already, unbelievably.
It is the 30th.
And generally what we do on this show is we start out with one topic and kind of
we'll see where
it leads us.
See where the conversation goes.
Hence the name Random.
Yeah, so we've done some on technology, we've done politics to death, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to leave that alone from here on out.
We're going to try.
Until something really major comes up.
Yeah, oh, we're going to try, man, you know. But I think it's important that we shift gears a little bit and do something completely different this time.
So tonight our starting point is going to be something we're all familiar with to a point.
Yeah.
Something we all love. Sometimes we love it too much.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about masturbation.
Oh.
Of course, we could talk about that for about 3 or 4 hours.
I mean, dude, I can go on and on and on.
And then you can talk about it.
Then I can talk about it.
That's right. We're going to talk about food and diets.
Yeah, well.
Well, not diets of like trying to lose weight, but diets as how you eat.
Yeah, like right. Like how people eat. And then I think that's gonna go into all sorts of different avenues of health and wellness and all kinds of crap, man. So let's get started.
All right, so what makes Lyle and I experts about food, other than the fact that we eat it?
Right.
Well, I can tell you from my personal experience, being a guy of rather large
girth. I would say rotund.
Yeah.
That's a distinguished way to call you fat.
Yeah. You can just come right out and say it. I've been dieting on and off for probably since I was in my early 20s.
Right.
With varying degrees of success. Now, does that make me an expert? No. All of my evidence is anecdotal. I have a bunch of stories about it. But I have learned a lot about it as I've gone.
Right.
Now, you were a skinny kid.
I was.
And only recently become a fat bastard.
Right. And, by fat, I'm not nearly as fat as Kevin is. But I already know what my problem is, right? I cut out all the bad foods in my life probably 3 years ago. And it's not that I don't occasionally, you know, have something when I'm out at a restaurant or at home. I do. But what the big thing for me was I needed to eliminate sugar from my life. And it was a very difficult thing. I don't drink caffeine, so that was never an issue for me. But sugar always was. I ate, candy.
Dude, it's an issue for everybody.
Yeah, I think it is. And I think it's really odd, Kevin, that we've evolved into these incredibly sophisticated creatures geared towards survival and procreation. We're motivated by all these different things, yet we sacrifice almost every bit of it for a few moments of mouth pleasure, and we can't fucking stop.
You can't.
Right? Like, I almost feel like our ancestors, like, ate garbage for so long that when we get a treat, we're like, oh, look, I gotta hold on to this shit. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're like, oh my God, pizza. Like, I feel like it's genetically encoded into us.
Well, you know, as
and I have no evidence for that. I'm just
as food I'm goes,
saying. Right.
Pizza's probably one of the more, quote-unquote, healthy junk foods.
It's still garbage.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you get right down to it, I mean, Lyle and I are on similar, eat similarly at this point.
Right.
And we kind of got to this place by different angles. Well, actually, maybe not, because, you know, basically, Lyle was just tripping through life eating whatever he wanted to until he went to the doctor.
Yeah, and the doctor told me I had some bad blood work come back. Cholesterol was high. Blood pressure was a little bit high. Triglycerides were through the roof.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck? I was probably 36, right? And I'm like, what are you and he's like, hey, man, listen, not right now, but, you know, if these things continue on this trend, we're going to have to start talking about medication and heart disease. And I was like, what?
Yeah, you're not nearly old enough for that.
So, and here's what the problem was, though. And this is the thing this is what we really need to get into. He gave me a bunch of documentation on controlling cholesterol and high blood pressure and, like, you know, all this kind of, even though my blood pressure wasn't that high, he gave me all this shit and was like, read this, you know, go home, change your diet, come back in 6 months. If it sucks, then we're going to put you on medication.
Right.
So
fair enough.
I was freaked out.
Because you need to be healthy. And if medication gets you there, not everybody can do
what
you do.
I totally agree. I totally agree. And some people have a genetic component to it as well.
Yeah.
But I think that, and we should probably talk about this some other time too, we should talk about pharmaceuticals. Those drugs are way, 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 way overprescribed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, literally, it's all in your control, I would say, for 99% of the people in the U.S. especially. The standard American diet is so bad.
Yeah, the food pyramid's bullshit.
Yeah, it is. And this is the thing. He gave me this documentation, and I started reading it, and it was like, eat a low-fat diet, high and moderate, you know, or complex carbohydrates. You know, a few simple carbs is okay. A few sugars is okay. Like, all this stuff. So
heavy breads, you know.
So I looked it up, right? It was like, have so much of this, so many grains, like all this stuff. So I started looking it up, and it turned out that that was bullshit. It was all bad science.
Oh, yeah.
It was science from, like, the 1950s and shit. And I was horrified, because this is my doctor who gave me this stuff.
Well, not just the 50s, but also the 60s, the 70s, right,
yeah,
the 80s,
it went on. Yeah. But the food pyramid is, it's completely wrong. It's fucking upside down. The real problem is not fats. I mean, we could argue that things like trans fats and stuff are bad, and they are, but there are a lot of really good fats out there. And in fact, it's how your body, and dude, feel free, people out there in the web's verse, feel free to fact check me on all this bullshit. Go ahead. I don't blame you. I would too, because it shocked the shit out of me when I heard it.
Right. It took me a while to believe it.
But fat is good for you. Your body's designed to run on it. It's designed to store it in times of I don't know, gluttonous times, I guess, and then burn it when you don't have any food. That's how we're designed to work.
Right. And you know what? A lot of people don't realize this, but there are no daily, you know, minimum daily requirements of carbohydrates.
None.
You can live very well with high energy with zero carbohydrates.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of athletes out there say, well, you know, I got to have my carbs, got to have my carbs, got to have my carbs. I get it. They are a good energy source. They're incredibly efficient.
Well, they burn them right
away.
And
there are really good ways to use them. However, I guarantee you that you can be just as effective and have just as much energy on a fat-based diet with zero carbs or very, very low carbs. Or if you eat carbs, they're very good carbohydrates, like a sweet potato or broccoli. You know what I mean? Like,
right. I had broccoli tonight.
Yeah. Broccoli's really super good for you.
If you get your carbs from vegetables, not fruits, but from vegetables,
right,
you're doing well.
Yeah. And the other thing is, the reason the standard American diet is so bad is because it's high in fat, but it's also high in sugar. So we burn the sugar for energy. Right, which is your carbs, basically. Right, we burn that for energy, and we use that all day.
You're talking
long.
About people who don't adhere to the any to kind of, any pyramid.
Right. They're just eating, and that's what most people do. They hit McDonald's in the morning on their way to work. They drink a coffee with six sugars in it,
right,
or a fucking mocha frappa, whatever the hell,
Chino, something. Yeah,
you know what I mean. And which is basically or three candy bars
or a full like a large Coke.
Yeah, right. So I mean, they're bombing their system with sugar all day long, or spiking their insulin, which, by the way, triggers your body to store fat. That's what it does. So, and you take in this high fat diet as well, that's when things become really, really dangerous, because you're using the sugar for energy. Your body's not burning any of the fat, so it gets stored. And it also builds up in your bloodstream, which eventually causes plaque, which eventually causes heart disease.
And it also causes, you know, when you eat a lot of starchy foods, it also causes inflammation around your veins
Absolutely.
And your capillaries and
everywhere, really.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, inflammation's a huge problem. Throughout your system. So, you know,
we can talk about cholesterol and inflammation as well.
And we could talk about all of it.
Yeah.
But I think the bottom line is that I'm trying to convey to the audience, Kevin, is that what you've been told is a lie, right? It's you're eating, if you eat a standard American diet, even if you're trying to eat consciously, right, and be kind to your body by eating low-fat foods and all this kind of stuff, you're still eating garbage, right? There's only one way to truly eat well, and that is to eat unprocessed, regular shit. Like when you pick the package up, the only ingredients on the list are what you're eating. Like when you look at the ingredients list of an apple, it's just apple.
Right. Basically, if it comes in a box, it's not good for
you. It's probably not.
You know,
it's probably not.
Meat
there are
and
some
vegetables.
Things, pretty much meat and vegetables.
Yeah.
Meat and vegetables. I mean, there
fish.
There are probably some exceptions probably to that. Like you can have some fruit, I think. But
not in a box.
I know. But I think that the other thing that people think is that the fruit is fine. right? And you could just eat fruit all day. It's not true. Your body processes sugar the same way, irregardless, Kevin.
Right.
Of where it comes from. So if you eat a Snickers bar and you eat fucking papaya, right, with the same amount of sugar that was in the Snickers bar, or probably you eat a piece of a Snickers bar that has the same amount of sugar as a papaya is.
Your body deals with it the same exact way.
Yeah. Your body deals with it the same exact way. So what ends up happening is people go, okay, I'm going to go on this healthy diet, and they eat five fucking bananas a day, and they're still intaking a lot of sugar.
They are.
Right? So you really have to limit. I'm not trying to say that a papaya or an apple is as bad for you as a Snickers bar is. It's not. Right? Because Snickers bar has a bunch of other shit in it, too, that's
chemicals, also bad for you.
Right?
But it doesn't have peanuts, which is high in protein.
That's true. But we could argue that legumes might be bad for you, too. And peanuts aren't nuts, by the way. They are legumes.
They're legumes.
Yeah, legumes. It's more of a bean. Anyway, so
you're more of a bean.
So I think the point is, like, you have to really pay attention to what you're ingesting, even if you think it's healthy, right? Even if you think, hey, I'm going to have, you know, some apples and stuff like that. We have to watch the amount of sugar that you're putting in your body. Like, just because it's an apple doesn't mean it's the right thing you should be eating right then. And people that juice, like, if you actually have a juicer, super good for you. But if you're juicing a lot of fruit, you're taking in a fuck ton of sugar.
Well, man. It also depends on what your goals are.
True.
See? Now, you know, Lyle got to his place where he wanted to investigate, you know, healthy eating, et cetera, because of a doctor's appointment. I was the same way. Of course, I've had high blood pressure for a while. I smoked 2 packs of cigarettes a day for 25 years.
Right.
Not for 8. I've been out of that for 8, which is cool.
It's great.
Dude, I was listening to our first show, our first Fantasy Football Guys show, and I was out. Yeah, you, dude, it was just... Just, I wasn't clear like I am now. Like I am now.
Like butter, bitches.
So, you know, high blood pressure, high
also
cholesterol.
Also with a shitty mic, too.
Yeah, with a shitty mic. It's amazing how the mic does wonders.
Yeah, I saw
the pipes.
Yeah. I sound like Barry White on this thing.
Barely white.
Barely white on this thing.
Yeah. Oh, so anyway. So, you know, I had those, you know, I was taking medication for high blood pressure because of the cigarettes and the fact that I'm very heavy. But I went to my doctor.
Rotund, Kevin.
Right, rotund.
That's the polite way to call you fat.
Porky.
Well, that's kind of mean.
Plump.
Mm.
Fluffy. Yeah.
No, definitely not fluffy.
Anyway, so I go to the doctor, and, you know, at one point she said, you know, you are pre-diabetic at this point.
Wow.
You really need to make some changes.
Right. That's scary shit to hear.
And I went, dude, I'm bulletproof.
Right.
I am. You know, I was 50, you know.
Right.
It's like, I'm bulletproof. I've always been, even as a big, you know, fat bastard, I've always been relatively healthy.
Right.
You know, slight high blood pressure, take a pill, it's cool.
Yeah.
You know.
What was your BP, if you don't mind me asking?
I think it was like 120 over 90.
Okay.
So, you know, not bad. Right. With the pill, I'm like, you know, 120, 115 over 85, over 75, something like that. So, you know, easily controlled.
Right.
And after I quit smoking, went down even further. Blood pressure is not really a problem now. Cholesterol was like at 215.
Right.
So, you know, 15 years ago, 215 was like, hey, you're aces. Now they want to, like, under 190 or 180 or whatever.
They do.
So, really, yeah. Anyway, so that really wasn't my concern. My concern was a pre-diabetes, but I didn't listen. I went back again. She's like, you know, diabetes is here, and you're slightly above it. So what I'm going to need you to do, I'm going to need you to start taking this metformin. I'm going to need you to start sticking your finger every day and writing down your blood, your sugar. And you're basically a diabetic now, and you're always going to be that.
Yeah.
And I said two words, fuck that.
Right.
And I immediately stopped eating sugar and stopped eating flour. I eat meat. I eat some vegetables. And that's it.
That's pretty much it.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, there are ways to eat a healthy diet without eating meat. I don't want to cut out our vegan friends out there. So they'll let us know. But I honestly don't think it's optimal for your health. Now, I know a bunch of people are going to freak out about that. It's totally fine. You can go ahead and do that. And this is where I think we're going to start our first tangent here. Right? Because I don't think...
Well, let me...
All right,
before you get there.
All right.
But after 4 months of no sugar, no flour, nothing processed,
it was back to normal.
I'm not even pre-diabetic anymore.
Yeah.
And I lost like 50 pounds.
Yeah, I went back 6 months later. My cholesterol was 260. Right?
Right.
It was like 170 something.
Right.
When I went back.
So, yeah, you were better across
my
the board.
My triglycerides were over 600 when I went in the first time.
Right.
They were... like 110 or something when I went back. It was super low.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it was complete turnaround and I'd lost 35 pounds.
Right. So for me, you know, the weight loss is fine. Would I like to be 100 pounds lighter? Sure. But for me, it's the not diabetic because, dude, being diabetic just wrecks your internal organs.
It does. It's horrible.
You can lose, you know, toes, you can lose feet. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's real fucking bad.
And of course, you know, early death. So, yes. You know, being a father and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I can cure diabetes just by not eating that.
Yep.
And dude, nobody loves cake and shit like that more than I do, but it's a choice.
Listen, man, people always ask me, they're like, don't you miss cupcakes and then you miss fucking candy bars and ice cream. And I, you know what I tell them?
Not a lot.
You know what I always tell them? You know what I like? A fat fucking steak.
Yeah, I do.
A fat motherfucking steak.
Guess what I had for dinner?
What's that?
I had a big ass Delmonico and a pile of fucking broccoli.
Damn right, dude.
You know what I really miss, though? You know what really fucks me up?
What?
Beer.
So, all right, funny enough, this is not the tangent I was going on, but I am 8 days sober right now. I don't know if you can tell, but I hate my life. Yeah. I decided to kick it and go at least 30, just dry out.
You're not going to make it.
Why?
Because I'm having a birthday thing on the 9th.
Not drinking.
You got to do
not drinking,
dude. You've got to do a carb bomb.
The answer is fucking no.
Okay, for your health, you know.
The answer is no, brother.
You coming out though?
Yeah, I'll probably come out. Yeah,
probably.
Well, I mean, you're already talking about you got to do a carb bomb. Like, you don't know how hard this has been for me to kick. All right, like I'm a daily beer drinker. That was me. It's Guinness, so it's,
I know how hard it is to kick.
It's the best of all beers that you can drink.
Do you know how I know how hard it is?
Because you did it.
Because I went to Cheesecake Factory for my son's birthday on Monday.
And didn't have a beer?
Did not have cheesecake or a beer.
Wow, yeah.
I know how difficult it is.
Yeah, it is hard.
I had some roasted broccoli and a big fat fucking steak.
Dude, and it was banging, wasn't it?
It was awesome.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's, like, if you're telling me, hey, man, you know, you're trying to eat healthy, you have to eat fucking salads all day. That's not true. Now, that's not a bad option. Eating a lot of vegetables is very, very good for you. You know, but I don't think it's your only option. I think you can eat a fatty fucking steak. If you're not taking in the sugar, right? Dude, I eat fuckloads of avocados, man. I love them. Right? I'll just cut that bitch in half.
They're full of fat.
Full of fat. Super healthy fat.
Your body just chews it up.
Chews it right up. Dude, I cook everything in either coconut oil or olive oil. Dude, I mean, I'll make a steak and I'll chop up some mushrooms, man. A few onions. Fucking saute that shit in Kerrygold butter. A little bit of olive oil. Are you kidding me?
No, if you do have a sweet tooth, there's things you can do. Like, I still like to have a little dessert. You know what I mean? So I found, like, mug cakes that have 5 grams carbohydrate.
Yeah.
I try to stay around 25 or 30 grams a day. All right? So I make a mug cake with chocolate and with, you know, some heavy cream.
Yeah.
And it's cake. Now, there's no icing, but it's cake. You know, and I also have, you know, there's recipes for peanut butter cookies, so 2 grams each. So there's ways around it.
There is. And not only that, there's some good, really good dark chocolates out there that actually have some, if in moderation.
Right.
That actually have some health benefits.
As long as you stay under the, you know, your amount of calories and under your amount of carbohydrates.
You really have to be careful with the sugar. The sugar is real fucking bad news.
Right. You don't want sugar. You want like sugar.
Because I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. If you eat a 2,500 calorie diet, right? 2,500 calories a day, right? And I eat the same diet. And your diet is just whatever you want to eat. You just stick to 2,500. And I eat only healthy foods, steak, you know, broccoli, shit like that. Right?
Green beans.
And I stick at 2,500 too. I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to have totally different bodies. Oh, so it's not only about the calorie count. But here's what one observation from quitting drinking that I've noticed. And for you guys out there.
Colors are brighter. Smell.
For you guys out there who don't know me, I'm as close to an alcoholic as somebody can be without maybe not being one. I don't know. Like I may have crossed that line years ago. I'm not even sure at this point. I like,
well, both of us have family histories that kind of lean
do.
That way.
We do. Yeah. And I started looking at that too. Like, so, I don't want to get too personal here, but fuck it, whatever. So my father, my stepfather, my mother, two uncles, my grandfather, my grandmother, all have died from alcohol-related diseases.
Yeah.
And, you know, starting with my real father, who was 37, right? His brother was 40. My stepdad was 50. Like, my mom was 57. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'll be 40 in August. So I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, why am I doing this? You know? And it's a really difficult thing for me to not want to shut my brain off. Alcohol is a wonderful tool for that. Right? I'm a guy, you know me, Kevin, but for those of you out there who don't, I'm fucking wired. Like, I am just amped 24/7. I cannot calm down. I can't turn my brain off. When I go to sleep at night, I close my eyes and my brain goes, hey, remember that really embarrassing thing you did in 10th grade? Let's think about that for an hour.
Did you use my thing?
No. Yeah. So Kevin's suggestion was to do a song in your head.
Stick a song in your head.
The problem was it got stuck in my fucking head.
Yeah, but you can sleep on that because you're not thinking about anything.
So now I just envision myself as a superhero and I go right out.
Yeah, it's probably
My body just goes, this is clearly a dream. Please sleep. Anyway, the observation from quitting drinking. So it's weird. It's weird for me not to wake up with not necessarily a hangover, but like just a little bit of a
little fuzz.
Yeah, a little bit of a, oh, man, I don't know. Takes me a little bit to get going. Now my eyes shoot open at 7 a.m. and I'm up and I'm just fucking amped all day. You know, I can work out in the morning and go for a run and I'm still just wired. But here's the weird thing. About 3 days in, probably 4 days in, I got sick, and that's why I wasn't even intending to do it, but we didn't do the Fantasy Football Guys show last week because I got sick.
Right.
So about 3 days in, it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, random, I'm sitting there working, and I start getting this hankering, and I'm like, damn, man.
Hankering for
like a beer. Alcohol. Yeah. I was like, wow. I was like, am I really this bad off that I'm fucking jonesing? So I started doing a little bit of research real quick because that's what I do. And I came across this website that it was suggestions to curb alcohol cravings. As it said, it might be this. So I said, all right, let me go try that. And so what I did was I went and had a drink, right? But it wasn't alcohol. I had a glass of soda.
Uh-huh.
It was the fucking sugar. 10 minutes later, I was fine. It was the goddamn sugar.
Wow. Right? So you had a full-on sugar soda?
Yeah. I had a glass of Sprite. It said try to eat, drink something with sugar in it, like fruit juice or soda. So I went and had a little 8-ounce glass of Sprite, which I haven't had in years.
Right.
It was the goddamn sugar that was bothering me. I was drinking beer and wine.
For the sugar.
For the sugar. I certainly noticed the absence of it because I don't eat it.
Right.
Right. So, and this hankering, this Jones that I had wasn't for alcohol. It was for the fucking sugar. And that's when it really clicked in my head and I went, whoa, like I cannot, this is bad. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm noticing the lack of that, then clearly I was doing something wrong.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to necessarily call it an addiction. Maybe it is, but I wasn't eating any of it. And so it was almost not there in my mind, but dude.
It was manifesting itself some other way.
Dude, sugar alcohols are a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, alcohol gets converted. So, yeah, it turns out that...
You're a sugar-aholic instead of an alcoholic. That I'm a sugar-aholic
instead of alcoholic. Well, yeah, I'm probably maybe an alcoholic, too. Yeah. I drink a lot. So that's when I was like, oh, yeah, I'm definitely not. I'm gonna clean this out of my system for a little bit. And it does suck. It's hard. It's not a fun thing to do, but I think that... like I was saying earlier, mouth pleasure, that sensation of relaxing, like we have to sacrifice if we want healthy bodies. Yeah. I exercise all the time, right? I work out 6 days a week religiously. I do weights Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I run or ride my skateboard on Tuesday, Thursday, and, Saturdays. And sometimes I ride it, my skateboard on Mondays and like, you know, all week long, depending on what I got going on. But I'm doing all that work.
Yeah.
And I'm, dude, you know, 6 o'clock at night, that night, I'm fucking erasing all of it. And then some.
By slugging down some
Guinness. You know, I might have a couple glasses of wine with dinner, right? Or God forbid it's a Friday and somebody has some vodka and I drink a few vodkas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm feeling good, but I'm fucking damaging shit.
You know what you need?
What's that?
Weed.
I can't smoke it, man. It makes me super paranoid. I wish I could. But it makes me super paranoid.
Well, you know what could keep you from being paranoid?
What?
Smoking weed. Because the more you smoke, the less paranoid you get.
You know, I used to.
It becomes your new normal.
Yeah, I just couldn't. I just can't. I really wish I could. I really do. I'm a huge marijuana advocate. And some of the stuff that they're discovering with THC oil and cannabis oil and stuff, fantastic shit, man. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's a whole different show.
It is.
We
should probably do a show on it because, like, when you look at, you know, my child has epilepsy. When you look at, and his epilepsy is really well controlled by medication, so there's no issues there. But when you look at some of these kids that aren't, and I've been to his school where some of these kids are literally in seizure all day long.
Right.
They have a substance that can stop that, and they know it's against the law. I'm going to tell you right now, if that was my kid, fuck the law.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, put me in prison. And you know what? The second I get out of prison, guess what I'm doing? Buying some more. Fuck you. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's my kid's life. Like, suck a dick. I just don't understand.
That escalated quickly.
I'm pretty vocal about this kind of stuff. But yeah. I would laugh, you know, at a judge who was like, "You can't do that." Come on, dude.
Wait a minute. So I can keep my kid from having a seizure?
Yeah, it's my son's
life. Yeah, like, come on,
die. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put me in jail. Guess what I'm going to do from the inside? Work away from my son to get that shit. Anyway.
Probably easier to get on the inside than it is on the outside. So anyway.
Yeah. So, you know.
Now, this is the success Lyle and I've had. And it was medically, kicked off, if you will, triggered by,
right,
by necessity. And Lyle and I being relatively intelligent creatures, you know, we say, okay, well, you know, we can change this. We can change our medical issues by changing our diets. You know, it's my weight loss has slowed. Mm-hmm. But my, you know, cause I have to, at this point, so I still don't do, you know, carbohydrates and starches, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I need to start dealing with portion control.
Right.
You know, so I can't eat a pound of hamburger at a stretch. I have to, you know, start right. backing that shit off, right. you know?
Yeah.
And then the weight loss will kick back up again.
Right.
But the thing about it is, and you know, dieting is a multi-billion dollar industry in the country.
And the funny thing is, it's so easy.
It is. Well, it's very, you know, the thing is, dieting and eating properly is very expensive.
It is.
You would think, okay, well, why are poor people fat?
We can get into that. I'll tell you why.
Right, because, you know, the stuff that's inexpensive is high in fat.
It's subsidized by the government.
Right. I mean,
corn.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I mean, dude, I don't
know. High fructose corn syrup,
man.
It's brutal.
It's so hard. It's fucking horrible.
So you can get, you know, a 3-pound bag of knockoff Cheetos for 65 cents.
Yep.
And it's nothing but empty calories. There's no nutrition in it at all.
It's garbage, yeah.
So, you know, okay, well, it's cheap.
It's like eating cardboard.
Right.
Flavorful cardboard.
And I can get it. And you know, so you say, well, how can fat be, or poor people be fat? That's exactly how.
That's exactly why.
And I can guarantee you that eating nothing but meat and vegetables is expensive as hell. It costs me like $500 or $600 a week.
Yeah.
To eat right.
Yeah. It is expensive. Particularly if you're eating things like steak.
Right, and right. I try to do that like once a week.
Yeah, I eat,
you know, the rest of the time I'll eat sausage.
Fuck it,
you know,
I just eat it all the time.
Sausage, the key.
Here's the thing, man. I've thought long and hard about this, and I think I know it's expensive, but what else should I invest in?
Yeah,
it's really the most important thing I purchase.
Right,
I'm going to fucking ingest it.
Here's the thing: not just that, but you know, how much is it going to cost me at the back end, laying on the hospital bed?
Right, and I totally agree with that. But it's the same reason I always drank really good alcohol.
Right,
right. If I was going to drink, fuck that.
Yeah, don't drink shitty alcohol.
No,
period.
I'm not drinking rot gut vodka.
Always go to
I'm
going to
buy
show.
A bottle of Belvedere, or you know, insert whatever here. Right.
Unless you're a total alcoholic, a couple $1,000 over your lifetime will let you go to the top shelf.
Yeah, it'll let you go to the top shelf over your life. So
unless you're, you know, a daily drinker.
And I went, well,
it's $1,000
a year. I was still, you know, buying really good bottles of wine and, you know. But anyway, I think it's important that we talk about that because people are always, oh, it's so expensive, so expensive. Dude, I get it. Like some people are struggling. They're going paycheck to paycheck. You know, I get it. Sometimes I'm there too. I feel you. But at the same time, like if you're not investing in this, then what are you spending your money on? Like you should be investing in your body. Always. And I know that sounds preachy. And it probably is a little bit preachy.
It is. But
to be perfectly honest.
That doesn't make it less true.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest, this is what we should be spending our money on. I know that entertainment's important, and, you know, leisure activities and that nice car and the new iPhone and all that kind of shit. But fuck that shit. This is what life really is. It's survival. It really is.
Does sound kind of preachy.
Once you move past survival.
Who needs that nice car?
No. Once you move past survival, then you can do all that other stuff.
Yeah. Well,
right?
I'm with you.
Right. But you know, if you don't nail the first one, you're kind of fucking yourself. And that never made any sense to me. So once I discovered all this and really realized that, because I always thought wheat bread was good for you and, you know, like right. potatoes and fucking like whatever, you know, but I was completely wrong. Right. And once I realized that, I knew that I was never, ever going to go back to the other way of eating.
Well, you know, if you, we'll get into other diets in a minute because there's value there as well. But this is something that's worked for us. And my sister, you know, has had health issues, you know, here and there throughout the course of her life. And I've tried to tell her, you know, try this because, you know, if your knees are creaking, just dude, not eating gluten. And I'm not one of those guys got to be gluten free. But just one of the byproducts of eating nothing but fresh food
yeah.
means you're really not eating gluten a lot because I'm not eating bread. I'm mm-hmm. not eating these things. So,
yeah.
you know, I'm not gluten free because I'm allergic to gluten. Fuck that. Nobody's allergic to gluten.
Well, people with celiac disease are.
Yeah, but how many of those are there? Not a lot.
I don't know. I know somebody who has it.
Okay. One
and there are some legitimate gluten sensitivities out there.
Right. And I think I have one.
Yeah.
Because if I say I'm going to take a few days off of what I do, just, you know, because I'm missing some things or it's Thanksgiving or whatever. I notice it. I notice I my knees creak and my hips hurt when I get up off the couch and,
yeah.
you know, so, yeah. but when I'm not doing that, I notice it right away. It's like, I don't hurt when I walk, you know, those types of things. So, you know, that's a positive of eating this way as well.
Yeah.
But as far as other diets go, I was on and off Weight Watchers for a long time.
Yep.
And I, you know, this diet and that diet, I mean, I'm sure Nutrisystem works. I'm sure.
For losing weight. Yes.
Now, if you're in your 30s or in your 20s and you go, well, I need to drop 25 pounds, anything will work. Most of these diets will work because, you know, most of them or all of them, you know, they want you to consume fewer calories than your body burns in a day. Now, all of them will tell you to do your part with exercise. And if you do that, you'll lose it even faster.
You will.
So it's, you know, less intake, more movement, you'll lose weight. They all work. Weight Watchers works. I lost all kinds of weight on Weight Watchers.
They do. They all work. Right. They all work. Here's the problem.
But you got to stick to it.
You have to stick to it.
And you got to stay on it.
You can't fucking cheat. Like, I know that some of these diets have cheat days, and there's some science, actually, that's a good thing.
Right.
But I in my experience with this kind of stuff, talking to people and shit, they always go fucking overboard on the cheat day.
Yeah.
They don't go, oh, it's my cheat day, so I'm going to have a piece of pizza, right?
They're going to have a pizza.
They're going to have a pizza. They're right. going to drink five beers. They're going right. to fucking, you know, eat some ice cream afterwards.
Well, I fall into that category. You know, we went to Cheesecake Factory. I had a little end of the bread.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A tiny bit.
Right.
And you didn't have five right. breadsticks.
I didn't. Right. But on April 9th, when I go to the pub.
It's your birthday. You're going to tie it on.
I'm going to rock. I'm going to rock. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you tie one on or do you tie one off?
You tie one on.
You tie it on.
Okay. Right.
All right.
And then you shake it off.
Then you shake it off. Okay.
But I'm not going to have to worry about driving. Right. And while I'm there, I may have some fucking French fries.
Go for
with
it.
With ketchup.
Wow.
You know?
That's sugar.
It is sugar.
High fructose corn syrup.
It is.
I want to remind you the whole time. I'm just going to stand in the corner and go.
And every time you do that, I'm going to say, fuck you.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're right, though. The diets do work for weight loss, but they don't work for wellness. And here's the most important thing that I think it sucks about all those diets. They don't teach you the right way to eat.
Yeah.
You can't be on Weight Watchers forever. Right? You can't be on Nutrisystem forever.
They say you can.
Yeah, fuck that.
Because there's a maintenance mode.
Nobody's going to fucking do that, though. Right? And they don't teach you what you should be putting into your body. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Kevin, you might, right? But I don't count calories at all.
I don't.
I don't think about it.
I think
it.
I need to, though.
I eat when I'm hungry, right? And I don't give a fuck about anything else except what I'm putting in my mouth. And I'm going to tell you right now, I eat a mountain of broccoli every day. Yeah. I love broccoli. I drown it in Kerrygold butter, real butter.
Kerrygold butter is the
Irish
truth.
Kerrygold butter or ghee.
Or ghee.
Sometimes I use ghee.
I have a jar of ghee. It's
fucking delicious, man.
That's clarified butter.
Oh, God,
when you get lobster tail and you get the drawn butter, that's clarified butter.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It is.
I
run rate three, though. If you have too much of it.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
You get the squirts.
I do use pink Himalayan salt.
Mm-hmm, nice.
Right? You know what I mean? And that's it. Like, and sometimes I'll just get a bowl of broccoli and just fuck up a giant bowl of broccoli, man. But most of the time, I got a slab of meat sitting next to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Chicken or beef, usually. Every once in a while, I have something a little more exotic. But I don't think about the calories at all. And even when I lost all the weight and, you know, turned my cholesterol around and all that kind of shit, I didn't count any calories. I didn't think about it at all.
Right.
You know, I just changed the way I ate. I melted. You know, I shed mad pounds, and it was super easy. Because all I had to do was eat fucking steak 3 times a day, which did not suck.
Dude, it's a thing of beauty. There's a Bob Evans sausage you put in the microwave, and in under a minute, you have sausage.
Right.
Right? So zero carbohydrates.
See, I won't eat that. Right. It's got other garbage in it.
Yeah, because there's chemicals in it. But see, I'm worried about carbs.
I understand.
Right. So, you know, weight loss is a byproduct of me not having carbohydrates because I want to keep my sugar under control.
Yep. Ketosis.
So, you know, I have that sausage and I have a couple eggs.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have it for dinner because you know why? It's awesome.
Yeah, dude, it is.
It's good.
It's a great way to shed pounds and also satiate that mouth pleasure thing that I was talking about before. Now, I know you guys might want a Snickers, right? I love fucking Snickers bars. Who doesn't, right? But I'm going to tell you right now, if you shift away from it, coming back to something like a Snickers bar, I'll give you an example. A couple weeks ago, or no, it was last week, my son Roman turned 11 years old. And we asked him what he wanted, He wanted to go to fucking Burger King. That's what he wanted. Because we don't fucking eat fast food.
Right.
So he was like, I want to go to Burger King. So we went to Burger King. And he begged me to get a burger. He's like, Dad, you have a burger. Why don't you have a burger? So I was like, fuck it. All right. I'll get a burger. So I sat down and I opened it up. And I'm like, am I really going to do this? So I took a bite. It tasted like shit. I fucking hated it. Now, dude, 5 years ago?
Oh, yeah. You'd had two.
Dude, I had a power through that stuff,
right?
And the fries and the chicken fries and an apple pie on the side, right? The whole nine, man. I'd have tore it up. Dude, it was garbage. I really didn't like it. And I was shocked.
I can't remember the last time I had a burger. And you know what? I don't necessarily miss it. My kids, you know, go to McDonald's all the time.
You know what, man? I can go to a place like Red Robin, right? Or make my own and get an awesome burger with an egg on top, right? And lettuce wrap it. Fucking amazing.
That's one great thing about Five Guys. They rock the lettuce wrap.
Oh, they're so good. And dude, I actually prefer the lettuce now because it's all crispy rather than the soggy bun and stuff. Dude, it's amazing. It's amazing. Dude, fat tomato on there. Fuck off.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm in heaven. And dude, I still have that hand-mouth burger thing. Ah, right? You know, but I'm eating something that's, I mean, you know, we could argue about the burger meat. I don't know where it's coming from there. You know, so, and there are really good studies out there with grass-fed beef versus others. The type of fat that's on them is different.
Right, and chemicals, steroids. And
who knows what other shit they're going. But if I'm in that place, other than eating just vegetables, it's probably, you know, the best decision I can make is just to have a lettuce wrapped, whatever, no ketchup. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Dude, I do the mayo and the mustard.
I make my own mayonnaise now, which is super easy to make. I got a $15 wand blender from Walmart.
Yeah, I got it.
Right? A cup of olive oil, an egg, salt, pepper, a little bit of Dijon mustard, blend that bitch up, mayo.
You're actually not making mayo.
Well, whatever you want to call it.
What's the other one that
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a anyway. Yeah.
It says paleo mayonnaise. This is the recipe I looked up. But anyway, it's that emulsifying shit. You emulsify the oil.
And if I tell you what, though, if you don't have that mixture and you try to whip it by hand, that's a tedious process.
It is a pain in the ass. One thing I would recommend if you want to try that, people out there, is to get the light olive oil. Don't want to go heavy on that because the olive oil is a little bit bitter. Anyway, so I do that kind of shit. And, dude, it just became routine, which is the biggest part of, I think, changing your health, right, is to make it normal to do that kind of stuff. I cook 2 or 3 days a week. I make a fuck ton of food, and then I eat it whenever I want.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. That's it. Like, and there's no science to it. I'll make meatballs if I feel like meatballs. I'll have steak if I want steak. I'll make stir fry if I want that.
You know, it's funny, because I started in February of last year. Okay, mm-hmm. So I've been at it over a year now.
Right.
I eat the same basic things.
Yeah,
like
me
five
too.
Things.
Me too.
Hamburger.
Yep.
Eggs.
Yep.
Sausage.
Yep.
breakfast sausage and Botto's link sausage.
Right.
And chicken. That's it. That's totally. All I eat.
Totally.
Every meal.
Yeah.
You know, and it's fun. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, you have a relationship with food. Like, you're like, oh, man, I love pizza. And I do love pizza.
I love pizza,
and occasionally,
too.
I'll order pizza, mm-hmm. and I just won't eat the bread.
Yeah.
Now, I'm getting some sugar in the tomato sauce, but really not a lot.
Right.
So I'll get, you know, pepperoni sausage. I'll eat the pepperoni sausage and cheese. Right. And it gives me that pizza flavor, but I'm not getting the bread out of
right.
it.
Yeah, I don't rock cheese either, really. Yeah. I don't rock much cheese.
I'm all over the cheese.
Yeah, I feel you. It's just there's a lot of crap in that, too. Like I said, I generally try to avoid stuff that has multiple ingredients in it if I can. You know, if they have a lot of crap in it, I'm just out. But, you know, there's some really hard cheeses are actually pretty good for you, some of them. But I think the biggest thing for me, like missing out on it, was beer. Like that was the biggest thing that I missed when I went to this diet. I didn't drink beer for a very long time. I stuck to wine if I wanted to drink at all. Or I would drink tequila, you know, because it's if you get actual tequila that's derived from the agave plant, you know, it's not too bad. So I would do that kind of stuff. But, you know, beer was the biggest thing that I missed. I think it's funny, though, that we have this really weird. I mean, I'm going to go off on a tangent here.
Here we go.
We have this really weird society now where we're completely disconnected from our food. Right. Like even 100 years ago or 50 years ago, that probably wasn't true. Like even when you went to the butcher shop and the butcher was chopping shit up, you still had this connection of this meat where you kind of knew where it came from. It wasn't shipped from, you know, fucking Canada or something. You know what I mean? And if you dial that back another 50 years, and we're all sitting around killing chickens if we wanted to eat a chicken. You know what I mean? Like we have this really bizarre disconnect from food now. Where hunting's become vilified, yet motherfuckers eat mad meat. You know what I mean?
You're going to go kill Bambi? Yeah, and then I'm going to eat him.
Dude, factory farming is the new norm that's so bad that they had to pass these ad gag laws. Have you seen these ad gag laws? You're not allowed to film a factory farm at all, even if you can see it from public space. It's
really?
Against the law. You can go to jail. Because exposing what they do can hurt that industry.
Right.
And the fucking meat industry is so big.
It's huge.
Yeah. So they got laws passed. It's a federal crime. If you fucking film like an animal being tortured on a farm, you know, which is absurd. That's absurd.
Yeah.
You know, that's protected under free speech, the First Amendment. You know, but on the second hand, like if you think about that factory farming stuff,
right?
Like how else would we feed everybody? Because we can't all have, you know, 5,000 acre farms where our cows roam free until we want to kill them and eat them. Nobody's like that would eliminate beef in the U.S. Basically, like only the super rich would be able to eat it. So, you know, it's this really weird catch 21. I think
2022
or catch 22, yeah, catch 19, Kevin, where. Catch 21, I was fucking just rambling here. Where, you know, we want these animals to have, you know, these wonderful lives and stuff and not be tortured. And I agree with that 100%. But at the same time, if we want to feed everybody, that's probably not possible. I think we can work to improve the conditions on factory farms, but I don't think that grass-fed is sustainable. I mean, there's 7 billion fucking people on this planet. It's just not sustainable. You know, but I did see a YouTube video the other day, and I read an article associated with it where scientists have actually grown meat from a single cell, beef. They actually made a meatball. And
did it come with a little marinara sauce?
They had a master chef prepare it. And people tasted it, and they went, yeah, it tastes like a fucking meatball. Yeah, just like a meatball. So if we can start doing that stuff and, like, 3D printing food, then it's on. Then we don't have to torture animals anymore.
Right.
But I think what you're going to have to watch out for is, dude, like I said, the farming industry is so big that if we eliminate that, like, what does that do to this country? It's huge.
You know what? It's not going to happen in our lifetimes.
That dude grew a meatball.
I understand that.
I think that'll happen within my lifetime.
There's a car that runs on water. When was the last time you had a look at that?
Well, that's because, again,
lobbies.
Yeah, the lobbyists. Right.
So if you want to, you know, check into this, I mean, you know, a lot of things that I watched on Netflix, et cetera, kind of steered me in this direction. If you have Netflix, or even if you don't, look for a documentary called Fed Up.
Yeah,
which is about childhood obesity.
Yeah,
and you know, basically because sugar has lobbyists. Yeah. That's basically what it says. There's also one called Food Inc.
Food Inc. is a real good one.
It's a real good one, nominated for an Oscar.
King Corn was really good too. I don't know if you saw that one.
Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead.
Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead was the juicing one.
Right.
Got juiced.
So there's a bunch of them out there, and really,
Cowspiracy is the latest one I think that was released, and they talk a lot about the factory farming versus free range and why free range is not really sustainable.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, if you're, you know, closing in on pre-diabetes or type 2 diabetes, Google TED Talk, Sarah Hallberg. She has a TED Talk about she's a doctor in Ohio. Reversing type 2 diabetes starts with ignoring the guidelines. And those guidelines, guidelines are the food pyramid, basically.
Right. The food pyramid is garbage. It's garbage.
Right.
It's upside down.
She'll talk about it. You know, she has a clinic where she treats type 2 diabetics. And, you know, some of her patients are talking about, you know, my doctor's told me I got to have this many carbohydrates and this medicine. And I'm on an insulin pump to, you know, and within a few months of these people eating the way she tells them to eat, which is no carbohydrates or very low carbohydrates, they're completely cured of type
2.
They're
totally fine. Right. They're totally fine.
So, you know, that's really the thing that kind of flipped me to really give this a shot.
Right.
That, you know, I can cure my body of type 2 diabetes by not eating carbohydrates.
Yeah.
I've got to be in. How can I not try it? So,
I totally agree with you. And the thing is, there's a lot of new science coming out, and some of it's conflicting. This dude named, what was his name? Joseph Merkola, I think is his name. Mercola. You know, he has reversed like massive heart disease and diabetes in people. And he believes in no grain, but he believes in low animal protein as well, which is totally a way you can definitely go. Again, I don't think it's sustainable. It's not for me, but I understand why people want to go in that direction, and that's totally fine. And I've read a lot of his articles, and they're really, really fascinating.
He also has products, you know, oils and
all these people
vitamins
do, yeah.
And all that.
Yeah, and some of that stuff's really good. Like there is some very good science around fish oil. Really solid shit, dude.
Yeah.
Last time I read, like 70% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D, which is wildly important, right? Because we don't get outside enough, and in the winter months, right? Even if we did, we're not getting enough sunlight. So vitamin D is a huge one. Just a basic multivitamin is important as well, because the standard American diet lacks so much stuff that you really can't make up for it with food unless you're super like on top of what nutrients come in, you know, kale and broccoli. Like, you'd have to eat a lot of shit.
Most people don't have time for that.
No, you don't. Yeah, you don't have time for that. I think you should eat sensibly. And try to have a variety in your diet.
In my mind popped the woman saying, ain't nobody got time for that.
Anybody got time for that? I said, Jesus, show me the door.
So if you want to look into this online, look for a beginner's guide to the keto diet, which is basically, you know, low carb, high fat.
And I rock pretty much a paleo diet, which you can go to Whole30.com.
They're all basically the same. There are some variances. Like
Whole30 is pretty strict.
Yeah, I mean, but you can have sweet potatoes, but you can, you know, on Atkins, you can't.
You can't have peanut butter, though.
Right.
Even natural peanut butter you can't have. I think the funniest thing I read on the Whole30 site when I was first starting was like, we have to draw the line somewhere, so if you want green beans, you can have those. And I was like, really?
Wow. Gee, like, thanks.
fucking thanks. And they were like, oh, by the way, not in the can, like actual green beans.
Yeah, right. You got to saute them in a little natural butter.
Some olive oil or
some fresh garlic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
which is really good, by
the way. It's delicious. Yeah, yeah. And what's funny is after not eating all of that stuff, it's completely unappetizing to me now. Like if I go to a party, like I know you say you still like cake. If I go to a birthday party or something, somebody serving cake, well, I don't want it.
I don't eat it.
I don't have any desire for it,
right?
At all. I don't even think about it. It's just like, no, I don't eat that.
You know what the thing is I've encountered, you know, my family's supportive, of course.
Right.
But, you know, I work in a place where there's sometimes lunch and lunch is served and people are like, oh, you're not going to eat? I'm like, no.
You become a social pariah.
Yeah.
You do.
You know, and I'll say,
it's,
you know,
bizarre.
And the people will feel bad.
They get offended.
Well, some people do, but a lot of people feel bad. Oh, you know, why aren't you eating? Oh, you know, I'm on a low carb diet, and this is, you know, a Chick-fil-A. I'm, you know,
right? Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that you had dietary restrictions. I'm like, I'm all right with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, and it, basically, if there's not food for me, I just don't eat.
Well, it's such a part of culture, not just American culture, right. All culture.
So yeah, right? it's the food world.
Right. You serve food. That's what you do to people. When somebody comes to your house, you offer them a drink. You offer them something to eat. Right. And this is not unique to America or even the modern world. I mean, you see people in Natural Geographic or something, they go visit a tribe somewhere, the first thing they do is they offer them something, right? They're like, it's polite.
It's a welcoming thing.
It is. Yeah. It's a human thing, which it's a very bizarre human thing, because if you leave the animal, are part of the animal kingdom and go into the real world out there.
You're the welcoming dish.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's real fucked
up.
Oh,
here you are. I'm going to eat you.
And I think that's funny because we deny the fact that we're part of the food chain. We think that we've evolved past it somehow, but we haven't.
It's sitting in this house, we're out of the food chain.
No, life eats life, dude. We're still a part of it. You can't survive without consuming other living things. You can't do it.
That's true. I mean, you know, right. Especially in the diet I eat.
Yeah, it's impossible. I mean, even if you ate a vegetable diet, you're still killing stuff.
That's true.
You're just killing carrots.
Do plants feel pain, Lyle?
There's actually some science now that maybe pain is the wrong word. They certainly communicate. Like, they've found that trees... that a tree that's being chopped down releases stuff that notifies other trees that shit's going down. That smell that you get from cutting your lawn,
yeah.
I just read this the other day, is actually an alert signal sent out by the grass being like, oh, we're getting our fucking heads chopped off. You know, and pain is probably the wrong word for it, but it's certainly distress.
Not awareness, really.
It's distress. Yeah. Well, dude, I don't know, man.
You say grass isn't self-aware, dude. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing. I didn't say it was self-aware, but... you're thinking about awareness in terms of like
knowing
human,
that it exists,
human
yes.
standards, right? It's scientific fact. They figured out that Venus flytraps do calculations. They do fucking calculations, dude.
What, look to it see, up. Can I eat this?
Just look it up. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, so, and this is the thing. Like, we it's anthropomorphize? I can't fucking say that.
What the hell are you trying to say, man?
We place human values on everything else in the animal kingdom and in the plant kingdom as well. We try to perceive things from the way a human would, where a dog or a tree or like they're clearly very, very different. So we cannot understand what life is like for a dolphin. Right? We can't perceive things. And so when we try to understand stuff from their perspective, we're basically completely wrong. Yeah, there's no way that we can fully understand that. We can't. And when we think of them as lesser or not as intelligent, I think it's a mistake. Now, in terms of big brain capacity, sure, okay. But I've said this on the podcast before. Go live in the ocean. Yeah, you are basically an infant compared to a dolphin in the ocean.
Right.
You just are. You know what I mean? So if you live in their environment, yes, you bring a dolphin into our environment, they're fucked. But go live in theirs. You know, you're fucked too. Go hang out with a bear for a while. See how long it worked for Leo, I guess. He got an Oscar out of it, but...
yeah.
But I'm just saying, we think of ourselves as outside of that food chain because of these walls and all that stuff and outside of that system, but we're not. Right? We're just these... big, intelligent, not so hairy monkeys who have figured out how to grunt and holler at each other in a way that you know, other monkeys can understand. It's a really bizarre thing when you step back and look. Like, I wonder if there's like an alien race out there looking at us, going, "What the fuck are these monkeys doing?" They're up on stage dancing around. One of them's got a weird thing with strings on it, and he's strumming it back and forth. And the other monkeys are all jumping around. You know, it dude, must be like, it's like
there's these circles with animal skins on them and dudes hitting them with a stick.
Yeah. Like it must be a super bizarre scene. Like, you know, like us going to the zoo and watching, you know, I don't know, bears run around and tackle each other or something, you know? It's just so, it must be so completely foreign if that alien entity exists up there. Because if you think about what we've done on this planet, it's completely bass-ackwards. We shouldn't have done all this shit. We took perfectly good ground that we could grow food in and laid a completely hard surface over top of it just so we could drive our motorized fucking metal carriages from one place to another easier.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we flattened giant sections of the world just for that purpose. You know, it's a really bizarre thing when you think about it.
It's progress, Lyle.
I don't know. You know what, man?
Don't hate the players, dude. Hate the game.
I don't know if you've ever seen this on Reddit, but I don't even know if it's true or not, but it's a really cool thing. It's a picture of an article with an old Indian chief. It was like an old article.
You mean Native American?
Yeah, sorry. Native American chief. Correct. Mm-hmm. Indian is a bad term because we don't live in India.
Thanks for the clarification, bro.
It's one of the more fucked up sort of slurs that got... you know, totally became totally normal in American nomenclature, right? It just was cowboys and Indians, right? It's just really fucked up because they came here and they were like, hey, this is India, you're Indians. And they were like, no, this is not India.
Right.
But anyway, it's stuck.
And,
anyway.
And we're not all, you know, the same tribe. That's, you know, we're.
Right. A lot of different ones. Right. Anyway, this Native American chief said, you know, the white men thought that, you know, you can make things better. Before the white men came, men hunted all day. Ate food and had sex all night. Women did all cooking and cleaning. Only a white man could think he could improve on a system like that. Right. And he's got a fucking point.
Right. You hunt all day.
Yeah. Hung out with your boys. You come back, you eat, you have sex all night. You get up and do it again. Women did all the cleaning and cooking, you know, and here it was, you know, the white man came in and said, we can make that better. You know what I mean? You know, I just think that's sort of a brilliant thing. Because I wonder what life would be like if we didn't have these, place these values on these really bizarre things.
Like podcasting.
Yeah, like podcasting, like entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, entertainment was probably always a part of stuff. Telling stories was always a part of stuff. Now, because of technology, we can do it over long distances, which is a lot of fun, but it's really not relevant. Now, I know entertainment does have value, like it relieves stress and laughter is certainly good medicine and all that kind of stuff. Porn can certainly relieve stress as well. But, you know, I don't know that the species is actually better off because of it. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
that's a whole different argument.
It is.
That's a technology argument.
But there's a lot of studies that have gone on. You know how they say the average age back then was like 30 or something?
Well, that's because childhood mortality.
Childhood mortality was super high. So, but if you got past that hump.
If you lived to past 15, you could live to be 60 or 70.
60 or 70 was totally normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't bizarre at all. It was bizarre for somebody to have 5 kids and all 5 of them survive. That was the thing. And it's awesome that infant mortality is down. But that's the reason that those average ages were so low. The average life expectancy.
Well, plus, you know, we get back to nutrition again.
Yeah.
You know,
they ate brilliant diets.
Yeah.
They did. There was none of this boxed garbage. You know, even with people eating bread, let's say 100 years ago, people that were growing and making bread or going to the market and buying flour and making bread.
Right. There was no preservatives.
There was no junk in it and there was no fucking sugar in it. Go look at your bread right now. I'll bet you 20 fucking bucks it's got high fructose corn syrup in it.
Everything does.
Go look at it. I bet it does. You know, it's everywhere, man.
Well, see, that's the thing. Because, you know, when you take fat out of things.
Yeah, you have to add flavor.
You have to add flavor, and flavor comes from sugar.
Right.
So it's low fat, but it's high in mm-hmm. sugar. Because there's got to mm-hmm. be flavor mm-hmm. in it. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Guess what? Sugar makes its own fat.
It does.
When it gets into your body.
When it gets into your system.
So.
Yeah.
Be like us.
No, I think like having a conversation about wellness and nutrition, it's something I'm very passionate about and that I read about all the time. And dude, if something comes out that says, hey, you should adjust this and it's sound, I'm in. Like, I can't wait to start doing cold therapy. I'm gonna start doing cold and heat therapy because there's a lot of evidence now that it activates these cold shock proteins and heat shock proteins. So apparently exposing your body to small amounts of stress is actually really good, kind of like weightlifting, right? But this would be more on a chemical level. So you expose yourself to extreme cold.
We're both parents. We have stress all the time.
That's true, but that's bad.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, if you expose yourself to extreme cold for a brief amount of time, there's actually a ton of evidence that it's super beneficial, not only for like your joints and
circulatory,
like, anti-inflammatory
system,
stuff like that, but they're showing that it something like quintuples the neurotransmitters in your fucking brain. Like, dude, norepinephrine and serotonin and dopamine, like these massive spikes in this stuff, you know, really, really fascinating stuff. And same thing with heat. Like, there's a real measurable benefit to sitting in a sauna. Like, it's super scientifically valid now. People have been doing it for ages.
What's bad about sitting in a sauna is the old naked guy sitting
right
across.
There's a bunch
you
of sweaty balls around you.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a
which,
little bit,
you know,
awkward.
Not good for me.
No.
Yeah.
Not a huge fan of the Y gym locker room, because it's a fucking 50 and older sausage fest in there. And I'm like, good God, man, you're holding a towel, wrap it around you.
Eyes up, basically. If you go to the Y, eyes up.
Oh my God, it's just horrible. It's just horrible. It's
you know what's worse than that?
What?
Country club locker room.
Why do people walk around naked in the locker room all the time?
I don't know. Got me,
I see
man
people walking to the shower with a towel draped over their
shoulder.
Here's
the thing. I was in a country club once. I'd gotten done playing golf. There was some guy, you know, basically in every country club in the men's locker room, there's at least two or three card tables. Because women can't come in there, and you can sit there and play cards and, you know, poker, whatever. Nobody bothers you. There was a dude sitting on his towel, naked, playing cards with his friends.
That's weird.
Yeah, he got done playing. Hey, you know, we'll deal you in, Frank. And Frank goes and sits down, balls akimbo.
Wow.
Playing cards, naked, wow, with his boy smoking a cigar.
I don't understand.
I don't know, man.
I don't understand. You know, listen, if you go back to your locker and you got to put your drawers on or whatever, got it. Totally fine.
A little powder.
Totally understand.
Get them on.
Yeah, totally understand what's going on there. Not a big deal. But if you're walking to the shower and you got flip-flops on.
Shower shoes, right?
Yeah, and you got your fucking towel draped over your shoulder. The fuck you doing? Cover your ass, man. Nobody wants to see it.
Well, you don't want to put your clean towel on your balls.
Why?
Because you got dirty balls. That's why you're taking a shower.
Come on, man. Are they that fucking dirty that you can't have contact with the fucking linen? Like, if that's the case, then you got some real dirty balls. Like, they're real bad off. You know what I mean?
Fuck, yeah, I do. Me.
Wow, this is digressed into
so
something.
So we go from nutrition to...
to dirty old man balls.
To dirty balls, yeah. And we got there in just about a minute or an hour and 2 minutes.
Oh, wow. All
so, right. I mean, obviously, this is a, you know, and you may listen to us and go, you guys are completely wrong.
That's
the food
fine
pyramid is awesome. You know what? That's great. You know,
if you're
happy with your shape and you know, but we found a way to make ourselves
healthier.
The
science behind it, it's not even about me. It's just the science behind it is so valid. And if you actually think about it, if you're not biased and you're not like, fuck that, I'm going to eat ice cream. If you actually think about it, it makes total sense. Just eat real food. That's it. Just eat real food. Don't eat anything that's manufactured.
Yeah, and if you're eating McDonald's and ice cream and cake and all this stuff, and you know you're 25, you know what?
You can get away with it.
Fine, but you know, tell you what, when you hit 35, 50, in my case,
when I met Kevin, I was probably 140 pounds.
Yeah, and I was probably 100 pounds less than I am.
And
now
I hit 235 at my heaviest.
Yeah, Lyle was a skinny little
little
punk when I met him.
Yeah,
you looked at me, you're like, "Oh, who is this old man?"
You weren't really old. You were like 35.
Yeah, I was.
You weren't very old.
Well, compared to you,
I were younger than I am now.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've known your ass a long time.
15 years, something like that?
16.
16?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was 2000. It was October 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
And you know what? The funny thing, one of the reasons why we're doing this show is Lyle and I have these conversations
all
the
time. All the time. I would totally call Kevin up and start talking about heat shock proteins and shit. And he'll be like, "What the fuck are you talking about, dude?" I'm like, "No, man, I just read a study."
Oh yeah, we talk about shit like this all the time. And you know what?
Yeah.
You know, we talk. We decide. You know what we're gonna talk about. Hell, where's my?
I don't know. You got a booklet or something? What are you looking for?
Some people had written in. I guess I can get to it from here. Some things they wanted us to talk about.
Oh okay. Oh,
like a quick shot.
A speed round.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love it.
So
nice.
One guy actually sent us a thing and said, you know, please don't mention my name or my nickname.
Okay.
So I'll get to that in a sec. Let's see.
Okay. Well, while Kevin's doing that, I will distract you by talking to you over here about things unrelated to whatever Kevin is doing. I will try to do that for as long as possible until Kevin actually gets his head out of his ass and finds whatever the hell he is looking for.
Okay.
Did you find it? About time.
Here's the thing. Brian's Lion says, Batman versus Superman, critically panned, but should I be ashamed that I kind of liked it?
Here's the thing. I haven't seen it.
Which is amazing to me.
It's not. I was super worried about it before it went up. And I listen, Kevin, let me just say this. It infuriates me that they could fuck this movie up. I could watch those two stand in front of each other, nose to nose, in the rain for 2 hours. I could watch that. I could just get some fucking, not popcorn, but like whatever, like, you know, this fucking macadamia nuts or whatever, and just fucking palm them bitches in my face and watch that shit for an hour or 2 hours straight. Plus, you got the fact that the book is already written on this. Okay? You have Frank Miller's Dark Knight series. We know Superman, Batman fight. We know how to do this fight, right? Fuck off. You can't fuck this up. But apparently they figured out how, because they got to add in the rest of the DC verse to what should have been the most epic battle of all time.
I had no problem with it. I actually liked it.
All right. Yeah.
And that's fine.
Enjoy your Wonder Woman.
I actually did enjoy my Wonder Woman.
Fair enough. And maybe it's a great movie. I'm just going off of what I read, and I don't think I can handle the disappointment right now of going into that movie and walking out and going, what the fuck just happened?
See, I didn't. There was some things. And, you know, somebody, I read a review about this, and there's no spoilers in this. But basically, you know, they said that there was like two movies. The first half of the movie is pretty good.
I read
good
that, too.
Because, you know, they're laying groundwork, and, you know, there's tension building, and it's good. And that Ben Affleck, and I agree, actually did a really good job.
I thought he would, too.
You know,
Affleck,
here's the thing. Once the guy's in the costume, you know, it's really the suit that is the thing. But, right. You know, are you a good Bruce Wayne?
Right.
I think Affleck was a fine Bruce Wayne.
Yep.
In some ways, better than Christian Bale Bruce Wayne.
I would think
so. Yeah.
I would think so.
He's older, you know, that kind of thing. And then, you know, the criticism from this guy was, in the second half of the movie, it kind of got sloppy. I didn't see any of that. There was no sloppiness to me. So, you know, was it perfect? No. There were some things that, you know, I had questions about.
What was better, that or Deadpool?
Oh, Deadpool's the best superhero movie of all time.
Okay. Deadpool made $750 million on a $50 million budget.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was R-rated.
Yeah, best superhero movie ever.
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Yeah, it was. For me, I'll watch it. You
Iron
know.
Man 1.
Iron Man 1 was pretty good.
Pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the X-Men movies were really fucking good.
First Class was awesome.
It was awesome.
You could even say the first Blade movie was really good.
Dude, Avengers.
Avengers was good. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
shockingly
man.
Good.
Fucking amazing movie. Yeah. We should talk comic book movies at one point. Yeah, that's what Kevin wanted to talk about.
We're
going to
do that soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so without naming names, here's the thing. He wanted us to talk about the proliferation of multi-level marketing in supplement and beauty businesses and how they're ruining Facebook and putting stress on relationships. He says, for example, my wife does Plexus, and I swear we spent more money on it than she's ever made. There's also things like, you know, Advocare, Jamberry, Rodenfields, hundreds more. And it's all just multi-level marketing dressed up as network marketing. Pretty sure that even if you guys haven't seen it on your Facebooks, your wives have.
Here's the thing, buddy. This is advertising. It's advertising 101. It's not even multi-level. It's just marketing.
Yeah.
And not only that, it's smart marketing. So I get it, you know, but hate the game, brother. This is capitalism, bro.
See, that's the thing about social media, because as opposed to, you know, the advertiser having to draw the eyes in, the eyes are already there.
Yeah.
So it's not just it's Facebook. It was MySpace before that. It's Twitter now. You know, it's all over the interwebs. You go to any website, you're going to get a pop-up. There's a banner on the side.
Google has ads, man.
Yeah, you know.
Every search.
You do a search, and you know, the first three or four are, you know, they have
you're
a little symbol next
to them.
They
look different, you know what I mean, to Google's credit. They're
but
not
you know
trying
what? I'm fine with that. And, you know.
I just ignore them. I don't even see it.
If I search for a company
do,
and
bro.
I get that link, I always click it. You know what? Because if you're going to pay for that ad, I'm going to give you the click on it.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what you do. Number one, install Adblock. That'll block some of it.
Yeah.
It's not going to do the multi-level shit, but it'll get some of it out of your way. So install an Adblock in your browser of choice. And secondly, sounds like you need to have a conversation with the wife.
Well,
and be like, look, honey, you're beautiful the way you are. Fuck all this stuff. You know, but at the same time, man, like, think about that. You know, it's hard, and I'm going to get all fucking preachy.
Here we go.
It's hard, in this country especially, but it's hard on women to age. It's much more difficult for women than for men. Men age and they become distinguished, right? Women age and they're just fucking old. Like, there's no sort of prize for women. You know, like, you look at the sexiest men alive. There's a bunch of them that are 50, right? Bunch of them.
Yep.
Give me a top 100 list of women sexiest in America where any of them are 50. You might get Cindy Crawford on that list.
Well, you know, even she's looking a little old.
I don't think she's 50 yet. I think she's 49 or something. But still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you know, for a guy who's 53, you know, I look at, you know, Christy Brinkley, who's 60-something. I go, right. Man, damn, Christy's looking pretty
goddamn
good.
I know, but tell me what list she's going to make.
Old lady, sexy, you
See,
know?
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, so I think it's difficult. And I think that, you know, we have to recognize that. Now, I'm not saying she should, you know, throw a bunch of money at something that's totally not going to work. But at the same time, we need to give them a little bit of leeway to do something that makes themselves feel pretty. Because it's important to have self-esteem. And if that gives her self-esteem, it might be worth every fucking penny.
Sure.
You can get mad at the advertising, but if it works in that regard, then it's probably invaluable.
And there you have it.
Yeah. Look at wise words from Lyle Conkio.
I'm shocked. Don't usually get them out of
you.
Yeah,
I know. It's always all bullshit.
Yeah, generally, yeah. Well, so we rocked about an hour and 11 minutes of this.
Nice.
Just talking about food. And we'll probably get to do it more.
I hope so.
At some point.
Tour Bus Confidential coming. Got the fantasy baseball guys, fantasy hockey guys,
fantasy football guys.
Be back next week.
And by the way, if you're listening to this and I think we should put it one last time.
We're going to put it back in our, subscribe, because we're probably not going to launch this on our TFFG stream much longer.
Yeah, maybe one or two more times because it's the off season. But if you like this, we should probably say this at the beginning of the show.
We probably should.
So here's the thing. We're in iTunes. Just search for Random.
You'll find it.
And then look for Random. Or if you want to go to SoundCloud, search for Yes Random, and you can just subscribe there, and you can get us the same way.
Yep.
You know, we're also on a bunch of other places as well. So,
yeah, many places. At Yes Random on Twitter.
Right. So, you know, argue with us on Twitter, Yes Random, do that. We want arguments.
Right. Let's talk about this shit.
Not arguments per se, but, you know, heated discussions, if you will. All right, we're
Twitter,
out. Fantasy football guys next week. Like Lyle said, be on the lookout for Tour Bus Confidential with Kyle Conkiel.
Yeah, coming soon.
Coming soon. And if you like metal, this is the spot to be.
Yo.
All right, we're out, bitches. Have a good couple of weeks. We'll be back soon.
All right, man.
See ya.
Later.